the more self-trust you build, the more you can kick self-doubt in the teeth. And you can use this cycle every 90 days to achieve your goals. Welcome to Confidence Unbound. I'm your host, Laura Anderson, former teacher turned entrepreneur. It wasn't that long ago that I lacked the confidence to leave my 25-year career in education and make the decision to follow my dreams of owning my own coaching business. Now, I still get to help people, but I'm doing it on my own terms. I created Confidence Unbound to help others gain the confidence to take the first scary steps towards fulfilling their most audacious goals and living the life of their dreams. I offer strategies to help you silence the negative self-talk, overcome fear and self-doubt, and stop the self-sabotage that's holding you back. Maybe you have dreams that you haven't fulfilled yet, or you want to start designing your dream life. If you have the desire for something more in your life, you're in the right place, my friend. Hello, my friends. Welcome to another episode of Confidence Unbound. I'm your host, Laura Anderson. As we move into fall and the stress of the holiday season, it might seem really easy to give up on the resolutions you set for yourself last January and try to bump them to 2025. Today, I want to talk about how you don't actually want to do that because you can still reach some of your goals in quarter four. Get ready to be informed and inspired to make change. Let's get started. It's October and you're evaluating your year so far. You're frustrated because you either haven't accomplished specific goals or you simply haven't accomplished as much as you would like to this year, maybe even both. It doesn't have to remain this way. If you were to ask someone in business how long a year is, their response would probably be 90 days. Businesses may have overarching year-long goals, but they have marks that they hit each quarter, and future quarters are not the focus. They're busy making it happen 90 days at a time. You may not have accomplished all that you wanted, but that doesn't mean you have to give it up just because it's so close to the end of the year. Too many people tell themselves it's too late, give up, and wait until December 31st to write down the same goals they didn't accomplish the previous year. But not you. We've entered quarter four, and you are going to take a look at your goals. Are you going to accomplish all of them? No. And it would be folly to think that you could. After all, you plan to accomplish them over the course of a year, so I'm assuming they're pretty lofty goals that you set for yourself. However, you can accomplish one or two of them. In his book, Your Best Year Ever, Michael Hyatt suggests that you have around 8 goals per year and work on 2 goals per quarter. Seems totally doable, right? I think where some people fail is that they struggle with the amount of time they have. Most people can't stay focused for a year on 8 goals, but they can stay focused on 2 goals for 90 days. All you have to do is create a plan. Start with a review of your year so far. You really need to do this on paper or on the computer. Don't just think about it. Ask yourself these questions. What have I accomplished? What went right? Then ask yourself, what haven't I accomplished? And what went wrong? This is the part that really stinks to think about, but it's vitally important. If you don't think about where you went wrong, what habits led you to not fulfilling your goals, what your thoughts are surrounding what you haven't accomplished yet, what held you back, and how you held yourself back, you run the risk of repeating the same mistakes. Once you review how it's gone so far, you can start to make a plan for how to solve for any problems that come up again. Once you finish your year in review, start to make your action plan. What are the steps that you need to take to accomplish your goals over the next 90 days? Do you need to research? Do you need to talk to other people who are involved in the execution of your plan? Are there large steps that need to be broken down into even smaller steps that you could assign to specific days throughout the quarter? Once your action plan is taken care of, look for areas that have the potential to be tricky or where you might self-sabotage. Reflect on how you'll handle them when they come up because you know something or multiple somethings are going to pop up unexpectedly. If you predict and prepare for them now, they won't seem so daunting when you run into them later. Okay, so now that you have your action plan and solved for potential setbacks, how in the world do you stay motivated so you can end your year on a good note, especially since you're potentially facing the most stressful time of year with the holidays coming? It's all about self-trust. Your self-trust just has to be a little more than your self-doubt. A huge reason people don't accomplish their goals has nothing to do with external factors. Most of the time, we get in our own way with fear, self-doubt, lack of confidence, negative self-talk, and lack of trust in our ability to follow through. This is certainly not the end-all be-all list, but these are some seriously heavy hitters. Look, you're not going to get rid of these completely, and if you're waiting for these things to go away before you actually start something, you'll never accomplish your goals. If your goals are big, hairy, and audacious, they should be outside of your comfort zone and feel a little risky to you. Your brain wants to keep you safe, so it's going to respond to anything that feels like a risk with fear and self-doubt. It's going to do what it was made to do and keep you safe by telling you lies. People will judge you. No one will like what you do. You don't have time for this. Get your head out of the clouds. Who do you think you are to want such a lofty goal? Folks, your brain will heed your commands. You have to thank it for all the wonderful things it does for you. Know that you trust yourself to do what's best, and put fear and self-doubt in the passenger seat because your self-trust is in control. But Laura, it seems a lot easier said than done. My friends, all it takes is the rule of 1%. In his book, Atomic Habits, James Clear tells the story of the British cycling team and their performance director, Dave Brailsford. The British cycling team had not performed well for decades, and Dave was brought in to improve their performance. He had this tremendous commitment to strategy that he called the aggregation of marginal gains. For his team, if they could break everything down that deals with riding a bike and improve it by just 1%, he said it would have a significant increase when you put them all together. So what does that mean when it comes to your health, wellness, goals, and dream life? Take a look at the things you wrote down that were holding you back. If you broke down all those even further, you could work to increase them for the better by 1%. Let me give you an example I've used many times before, wanting to leave teaching and start my own business. There were a lot of things that held me back from leaving and starting my own business. My negative self-talk was one, the safety of my current job, my lack of knowledge on how to even run a business, my lack of consistency working on my business while I was teaching, just to name a few. If I focused on making each of these better by 1%, my life would have been different so much sooner. I could have researched one thing about running a business each day. It wouldn't have taken long, and it would have put me in a better position when I finally left. For my negative self-talk, I could have worked on improving it daily. Maybe I could have started out with identifying negative thoughts and working to get better each day by 1%. Then I could have moved on to figuring out where that self-talk comes from, eventually following up with adding positive self-talk. Lack of consistency would have been pretty easy to solve with the rule of 1%. Even if I had worked on my business 15 minutes a day, that would have given me an hour and 45 minutes a week that I wasn't devoting to it before. As Dave Brailsford said, it's the aggregation of marginal gains. A little bit, consistently, goes a long way towards reaching your goals. You don't have to blow it out of the water within the next week. You just need to make small, consistent effort daily towards your goals in quarter four. You can still make it. You have so much time left. One final thought on quarter four goals. I'm going to bring up Dr. Benjamin Hardy and Dan Sullivan's book, The Gap and the Gain. You know how much I love that book. As you make your way towards incremental shifts and growth for your goals, don't get caught up in looking at how much farther you have to go. Instead, look at how much you've accomplished so far and the consistency that improving by 1% has created for you. Each day you improve by 1% is a day that you build self-trust and competence, which will lead you to confidence in your ability to keep your promises to yourself. The more self-trust you build, the more you can kick self-doubt in the teeth. And you can use this cycle every 90 days to achieve your goals. Okay, if you're listening to this podcast, it's safe to bet that you are someone who wants to live your best life and you consistently work on being the best version of yourself. I would love for you to find like-minded people to help you on your journey by joining the Thrive Tribe community. It's officially open for 52 founding members for $24 a month or $19 if you pay for the year, but this is a limited time offer only open to the first 52 people who are willing to come into the community early in order to give feedback and make the community the most outstanding and safest space to learn and grow. Once it's open to the public, the price will go up to $39 a month. If you're interested in being a founding member, head to Instagram and DM me. I'll send you the link to the page that explains what being a founding member entails and all of the goodies that you'll find when you get there. If you like what you hear on Confidence Unbound, you'll absolutely love the carefully curated and created content you'll find in the community, along with the support of like-minded people, accountability, and weekly live trainings with Q&A at the end. Whether or not you join the Thrive Tribe, and I hope you do because I would love to see you there, find something, a person, a group, a tribe. Don't keep doing this by yourself. Personal growth is never ending. There are always new, cool milestones ahead and multiple destinations on your journey. It's so much more fun with additional people. All right, my friends, I hope you found this helpful. Today we talked about not quitting on your goals because there's still time to achieve them in quarter four and how the power of the rule of 1% can help you get there. If you want to learn more about how to quantum leap your personal growth and hit your goals every quarter, visit the blog at liveandthrive365.com for more information. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you have any thoughts, questions, topic requests, or just want to drop us a line, we'd love to hear from you. You can always catch up on previous episodes on our website and stay connected with us on social media. Find us on Instagram at liveandthrive365 to join the Thrive Tribe. Thank you so much for listening. Your support means everything. Before we say goodbye, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. Your feedback helps us improve and allows us to create more helpful content for you. New episodes go out every Wednesday. Remember, you deserve to thrive. Take care, my friends.